You probably know of Paul Rykoff. Maybe you've heard him here. For the last 14 years, he's been the very public face of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, IAVA, the first and largest organization for vets of those wars, a group he founded after serving in Iraq. We've heard from him over the years on the problems at the VA, the need for suicide prevention. He's been both a lightning rod for more conservative or older veterans organizations who feel he's been too loud, too unwilling to wait for change, as Stars and Stripes summed it up. He's also thrown a lifeline to veterans with things like the Community of Veterans online chat rooms and bulletin boards. Later this month, Paul is stepping down as IAVA leader. He joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Paul, welcome back to Here and Now.
Robin, great to be with you. Thanks for always being a place we can talk about these issues over the last decade and a half.
Yeah,
it's been a lot.
It has been quite a bit. And we understand you really do. You are someone who really does want to spend time with your family. That really is true.
Oh, yeah. My wife's due in 3 weeks.
Yes.
With our second. So that's my next mission and
right.
My most important mission.
That's
and
right.
And frankly, after doing this kind of work for this long, I need a bit of a break. Well, every year as an activist, and especially in this kind of work, is kind of like a combat deployment.
I was wondering. I mean, I'm sure you don't mean that truly, having been in combat, but it has been a pretty pugilistic role at times, you know, as you say, punching above your relatively small group's weight, you know, compared to some other older veterans organizations, as you fought with the VA, with private colleges, taking people's GI Bill money and then going broke and not giving it back. So it's been tiring.
Yeah. I mean, veterans needed a voice, and IAVA became that voice 15 years ago. And the landscape is full of opportunities. They want to go to college. They want jobs. But it's also full of challenges. The VA doesn't pay GI Bill checks on time. You've got predatory for-profit schools trying to rip them off. And then you got a shutdown throwing, you know, hundreds of thousands of them out into the streets without jobs. So there's a lot of work to do. But, you know, I'm actually not kidding when I say it's like combat. I mean, we're losing friends all around us.
Uh-huh.
We lose 20 veterans a day to suicide. There's a powerful piece in the Washington Post this week about how many veterans have died by suicide on VA facilities and VA parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very, very real issue that is, you know, kind of riddled with death and sometimes destruction. And that's very painful and difficult for the people around us, and really more so even for our social workers, the people who are on the front lines, who are saving and changing lives every day. It can be tiring. And I think it's a new kind of fight, and we need reinforcements. So that's why, you know, I'm excited about Jeremy's leadership and him taking over, but also the very deep bench we have at this organization that we're going to need for what will be decades of work.
Let's bring in Jeremy Butler. He is, as you say, taking over as IAVA leader. He is a surface warfare officer in the Navy Reserve. He's worked already in a number of capacities in your organization. Jeremy Butler, welcome to you as well.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us on.
So big shoes to fill.
Definitely.
Your thoughts on, I just want you to pick up where Paul left off, this baton that you were taking is just, you know, horrifically painful at times. Talk about the concern of suicides. That Wash Post piece was amazing.
It was. And as he said, you know, for 15 years, we've been fighting to give veterans the voice that they need. And some of the issues that we're fighting for now are new. Some of them, unfortunately, continue to be very compelling and troubling issues, and suicide is right up there at the top.
Let's talk about that. 43% of respondents in a poll of your members say they have had suicidal ideation since joining the military. That's a 6% rise from 2017. 65% of respondents personally know a post-9/11 vet who attempted suicide. That's up from, you know, that's 65% up from 54% in 2015. 59% of respondents personally know a vet who died by suicide. That's 59% in 2018, up from 45% in 2015. But Jeremy Butler, what do you do about that?
There's a few things. One is getting over the stigma of asking for help. You know, folks need to understand that it is okay to have these types of reactions to trauma, that can be combat trauma, that can be some other trauma that you experience stateside. And it's absolutely okay to say, hey, I've gone through this. I need some help. I need to take a step back. Folks need to understand that it's not going to affect their career. In fact, it's an opportunity to expand their career. It's going to give them an opportunity to heal. It's just like getting a physical injury. PTSD is a real thing, and folks need to understand. They need to talk about it, and they need to get the resources. And that's the other part. We need to make sure that there are resources everywhere for those that need it. And that starts at the VA, but it also then gets picked up by outside organizations such as ours. We've got a rapid response referral program. Paul mentioned mentioned the social workers that we have that are on the front lines. Every day, we've got social workers that are talking to veterans, talking to family members of veterans that need help, and they are there to make sure that they get it. But we just need more of that. We need resources, as Paul said.
Well, Paul, and I'm wondering, as you leave IAVA, and not leave it fully, you're still going to be involved with the group, but as you look at the accomplishments, I don't want to say failure, you know, because the numbers of suicides have increased, or, you know, maybe frustration is a better word. We've been hearing for, you know, over a decade now about this push to change the thinking in the military. In recent memory, the thinking was tough it out. There was no sense of giving help to somebody. But, you know, 10 years on, it sounds like it's worse.
It's a reality. This has to be a national priority, similar to when AIDS hit America, you know, decades ago. It hit every element of our society. We weren't ready. And that's what's happening with suicide. But it's also happening more broadly with the public health issues that veterans are experiencing that are overflowing. You know, that's everything from physical injuries to homelessness to unemployment. But we also view it as an opportunity. We say veterans are not a charity. They're an investment. And if you invest in those people, they can go on to do good things and they can solve problems. So we think this generation is not a sob story. They can be an engine to power this country forward, and IAVA is going to be at the forefront of that. It's more than about our organization. It's a social movement.
What do you say to critics of the group who have long said, and these are often from other more traditional veterans organizations like the American Legion or VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, they feel, you know, your group is uncharacteristically left-leaning, too liberal, not willing to go out in the field the way traditionally veterans groups did, or meet people at the corner bar. You're very much online. You just talked about social workers and sending them out. But it's a very new for veterans groups. It's an online organization with chat rooms. You know, there are people who say too fast and too modern and too liberal. How do you bring veterans together around this group?
We do it every day. We're the future. And you know, the old school is bricks and mortars, and the old school is Sears department stores. Okay, we're online. We're Facebook. We're the future. If people want to say we're liberal because we support gay rights, that's off base. You know, that is what the new generation supports. If they want to say we're liberal because we support medical marijuana for veterans, that's nonpartisan. That's across our base. And our membership is pretty evenly divided, Republicans and Democrats. The fastest growing group is actually independents and unaffiliated. Mm-hmm. So to all the older groups and the haters, you know, we should be focused on our common enemy and not friendly fire. You know, we have a lot to learn from them. We respect them and we admire them. But at the same time, they have a lot to learn from us. We got to stick together and move forward. And that's what I hope we can inspire folks to do. And I hope everybody can join us.
Well, Jeremy Butler, as the one who is charged with moving forward, can I just ask you one thing? I mean, yes, suicide prevention, huge issue. But something else jumped out for me of this survey of your group. 82% reported exposure to burn pits or toxins. Is this a new problem looming?
Burn pits are our generation's Agent Orange. So burn pits, it's basically you take everything that your military generates and that you don't want the enemies to get their hands on, and you burn it. The byproduct is lots and lots of noxious fumes that folks could be, you know, standing a 12-hour watch and be, for that entire 12 hours, be downwind of the fumes from these burn pits.
Well, one of the things your group does is point out that the VA has an airborne hazards and open burn pit registry, and 47% of your members have submitted their exposure to that registry. That's up 12% from last year. So we'll keep an eye on that.
We had to fight to create that too, Robin. That didn't exist. So, you know, advocacy is not always a big bang. It's often a drumbeat.
That's Paul Rieckhoff. He founded Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, IAVA. He's now stepping down to become, what did you say, Paul, chief bottle washer?
I am going to be in support of Operation Mom. My wife's got a baby due in a couple weeks, and that is going to be my number one mission, is being in support of her in that critical, critical task.
Yeah. Taking his place, Jeremy Butler, incoming CEO of IAVA. Paul, I have a feeling you're going to be back with some sort of issue you want to talk about at some point. But Jeremy, best of luck, the organization. Paul, best of luck at home. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.